This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. 15 people were killed overnight in Gaza, and Hezbollah has hit northern Israel with rockets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the latest in the Middle East.
Hezbollah in Lebanon has pounded northern Israel with around 140 rockets, a day after the militant group's leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate against Israel for this week's mass bombing attacks. Israel's military says the rockets came in three waves on Friday afternoon, targeting sites along the ravaged border with Lebanon. Following the attacks, the Israeli military said it had struck areas across southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure, but did not provide details of damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Akil was killed on Friday in an Israeli strike on Beirut's southern suburbs, two security sources told Reuters. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced a loan for Ukraine while on a visit to Kyiv and part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using proceeds from Russian assets frozen to sanction the country for invading its neighbor.
Russia's relentless attacks mean further support is necessary. And this is why I am happy to announce that today the Commission has adopted proposals that will enable the European Union to lend 35 billion euros from the G7 pledge.
She is in Ukraine, focused on helping the country to repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid as winter approaches. Ukraine has banned use of the Telegram messaging app on official devices used by state officials, military personnel, and critical workers because it believes its enemy Russia can spy on both messages and users, a top security body said on Friday. This is VOA News. Former United States President Barack Obama was honored at U.S. Military Academy West Point on Thursday with the 2024 Sylvanus Thayer Award.
We live in a strange time. And at a time of so much division, you've chosen teamwork and unity. At a time of so much cynicism, you've chosen faith in our country and faith in the future.
Obama is the fifth United States president to receive the award, which is presented to an outstanding citizen whose service and accomplishments in the national interest exemplify the military academy's motto, duty, honor, country. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Friday to restore the Green Party to the Nevada ballot, cementing a bid by Democrats to keep the party and its presidential candidate, Jill Stein, from competing in the battleground state in the November 5th election. The justices refused to halt a Nevada Supreme Court ruling that had barred the Green Party because it used the wrong form when collecting signatures. The Green Party had argued the ruling by Nevada's top court violated the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment that guarantees equal protection and due process. Japan's ruling party will hold a leadership vote next week to choose the country's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
A record 9 candidates are vying to lead Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. They're also competing to restore public trust in the government. The winner will succeed Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. He's stepping down amid a struggling economy and political scandals that have rocked the LDP. To rebuild confidence, powerful party factions were dissolved, effectively swinging the race wide open. Among the top contenders are Shinjiro Koizumi, the son of a former prime minister, and veteran former defense minister Shigeru Ueshiba. However, there is no clear frontrunner in this internal party vote. Whoever wins must deal with inflation, which has driven up consumer prices. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
AP correspondent Donna Water reports on an outbreak of rabies in seals in South Africa.
Scientists say at least 24 Cape fur seals that were found dead or euthanized had rabies. Greg Elofs, Cape Town's coastal manager, says the outbreak started around 2022.
We're not really sure where the infection started. What we do know is that around 2.5 years ago, we picked up this increased aggression in seals around people.
The only other known case of rabies in a sea mammal was in a ringed seal on Norway's Svalbard Islands in the early 1980s. I'm Donna Water.
For more stories and expanded coverage, go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.